This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, May 28th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Can MAHA reassure farmers? Fish farm fast-track efforts flops. Grassley on Trump EU exchange. Cali Means pledges ag industry involvement in next MAHA steps. Cali Means, a key figure in the Make America Healthy Again movement and a special advisor to the White House, says American farmers and agriculture will be engaged in the MAHA Commission's policy development phase. Last week, farm groups complained they were not included in the conversations leading up to the release of the Commission's first report, which focused on identifying research areas. Following the report's release, groups blasted that report for its findings on pesticides and raised concerns that the panel's policy plans could hurt American agriculture. Means responded in a post to X yesterday, assuring farm stakeholders they will be, quote, heavily engaged in the Commission's policy development. There is zero plan, and in fact, it would be insane to do anything rash to hurt the American farmer, Means wrote. But we also need to engage in a mature conversation about what the optimal world should look like in 10 years and how to get there through pro-growth policies. Meanwhile, another influential name in the MAHA space, Vani Hari, a.k.a. the Food Babe, suggests the administration could look at ways to cut back on pre-harvest glyphosate applications. Speaking on News Nation last week, Hari said the process is responsible for 90% of dietary exposure to the chemical, but only makes up about 3% of glyphosate use in the country. Here's a programming note. Don't miss this week's AgriPulse newsletter. We look at the plan for MAHA food boxes and also report on how conservation programs stand to benefit from the House GOP Reconciliation Bill, a.k.a. the One Big Beautiful Act. We also have a report on how U.S. trading partners are trying to win over administration officials and lawmakers. Grassley, strike tariff deals to spur EU negotiations. Iowa Republican Senator Charles Grassley says that if the U.S. wants to accelerate trade talks with the European Union, it should strike more deals with other trading partners. Grassley told reporters yesterday, "We should continue pursuing deals like the recent agreement in principle with the United Kingdom. This will provide relief to American producers and consumers while adding pressure to the European Union to come to the negotiating table." On Friday, President Donald Trump threatened new 50% duties to the EU over the slow pace of talks, but postponed the tariffs after speaking with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. Grassley also took aim at multiple EU ag trade barriers, including long GMO crop approval times, restrictions on live cattle imports, and the farm-to-fork strategy to reduce emissions. Grassley said, quote, "I hope the Trump administration has success in tracking difficult trade issues like we face with the European Union." We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Commerce issues 2-4-D countervailing duty and anti-dumping orders. The Commerce Department has published anti-dumping and countervailing orders on imports of 2-4-D from China and India, paving the way for new tariffs. The orders are effective May 27th and will see imports from China subject to new countervailing duties between 26.5% and 169.63%. Indian companies will face rates from 5.29% to 6.32%. Further, Chinese companies will be hit by anti-dumping duties of more than 120%, while the Indian exporters will face a rate of between 3.18% and 20.62%. Take note, the new duties could affect domestic prices. Chinese and Indian products make up more than 80% of U.S. 2,4-D imports, according to Corteva's petition. Corteva is the sole U.S. manufacturer. Decision to strike down fish farming permit will stand. The Trump administration isn't going to appeal a court decision striking down a permit designed to streamline approval of fish farming in ocean waters. The decision to let the district court decision on Nationwide Permit 56 stand essentially puts an end to the, quote, federal government's attempt to fast-track industrial aquaculture in public ocean waters, the Center for Food Safety said in a news release. In March, a judge in the Western District of Washington found the permit illegal under the National Environmental Policy Act and the Rivers and Harbors Act and vacated it for further use. Pivot Bio to relocate operations to the Midwest. Pivot Bio, a developer of gene-edited microbes that deliver nitrogen products as an alternative to synthetic fertilizers, will relocate key parts of its business from Berkeley, California to the Midwest. That specific location has not been disclosed. Chris Abbott, CEO of Pivot Bio, said, quote, "The Midwest has always been the heart of American agriculture, and it's where many of our earliest customers and most trusted partners are based. As we scale, this region offers a strong center of gravity." Since 2018, Pivot Bio's nitrogen-fixing microbes have been used on nearly 15 million acres of farmland across North America. The company is working on approvals in both South America and in Africa. Judge rules Deere CFO can testify in antitrust case. Lawyers for farmers suing John Deere over its repair practices can depose the company's chief financial officer. Illinois District Court Judge Lane Johnson has ruled. Johnson denied John Deere's motion for a protective order barring plaintiffs in the antitrust case from deposing CFO and Senior Vice President Joshua Jepson. He found that Jepson's testimony is, quote, relevant to the merits of the plaintiff's claims and their damages assessment. Johnson ordered both sides to make mutually agreeable arrangements for deposition no later than June 11th. Benson Hill assets purchased after filing for bankruptcy. Agtech startup Confluence Genetics has purchased soybean genetics company Benson Hill's assets after the company filed for bankruptcy in March. Confluence acquired more than 350 issued or pending patents and will focus on scaling ultra-high protein soybean genetics for animal feed, expanding its specialty food grade portfolio, and utilizing its AI-powered breeding platform. USDA puts forward screwworm facility in Mexico. U.S. Department of Agriculture is investing $21 million in a facility in Mexico to produce sterile New World screwworm flies. Partnering with Mexico, the USDA will renovate a fruit fly production facility at Metapta to produce 60 to 100 million sterile flies weekly. Take note, the only sterilization facility for NWS pupae in North America is in Panama, but demand may soon exceed capacity, a USDA spokesperson said. The department is exploring other options to boost production, potentially including a new facility in the U.S. Here's today's final word. It will be a fistfight next week, starting Monday, with all the Republicans looking at this bill, combining it with the House, but we've got to get it done. That Alabama GOP Senator Tommy Tuberville, speaking on Fox News yesterday on the next steps for the Republican reconciliation bill. Tuberville used the interview with Fox's Will Cain to launch his Alabama gubernatorial bid. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, May 28th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Elliott.